But anyway, I want to thank Robin Harris for coming on a little bit.
Yeah.
She said she's going to call back.
Call after back.
She changes that 9-volt battery. Because that thing is, and it's supposed to be dead. It's supposed to be going dead.
Yeah,
that's the warning, though.
But you get the warning before
it's dead. That's the warning.
That warning is so strong.
But it will keep beeping until you change it, because
it certainly will.
The mechanism inside is saying,
that's
change
right.
Change me. Change me.
Yeah. Okay, you don't want to change me? I'll just keep beeping.
I'll just keep beeping. And it did it did in my apartment one day. One night during the wee hours. I was okay.
That happened to me. But mine's is electronic. But even with it being electronically, you still have to change the battery.
You still got to change the battery. So yeah, mine is too.
But you know, after a while, people don't recognize it anymore. It's just like any other sounds in the house.
Oh, no.
But you know what?
At 3 o'clock in the morning, that's not good.
I got up one morning. I just got tired of it. I went to Home Depot. Told him what I had. Yeah. I said, it's electronic. I see the wires coming out the wall. What I have to do? So they pulled out one and said, you got to flip the piece to take the battery out. I said, how's the battery? I have wires. They said, yeah, but there's a battery in it.
Yeah.
Man, I sleep like a baby now.
Good. Good for you.
Beep.
You hear those birds out there, man?
Yeah, yeah.
Them birds out there loud. Oh. We got the windows up because it was like steaming in this studio.
Yeah, you came in here and your head was sweating like a ham on top of a stove. You know, back in the day when you came home from church, that
the
ham
windows
sitting
were
on
sweating.
The
stove.
Yeah. No, the ham is sweating.
Sweat.
Just the turkey or whatever, the hen or whatever you have on top of the stove is just sweating.
With the clothes up top, the black clothes and the pineapple.
Y'all going to change clothes while I put the cornbread on. Because you know they had to fix the cornbread.
All right, now go in and set the table. And go in there and make that Kool-Aid.
I would get mad and go to sleep. So when they wake me up, it's time to eat.
We had to make the Kool-Aid and the cornbread.
Oh, yeah.
And set the table.
But you're right. Them pineapples. You have the whole pineapple. We had to put the toothpick
that's
in.
Right.
Keep
that's
them
right.
Sliding on.
Right. The whole pineapples with the black clothes.
That made it.
It
pretty.
Yeah.
Those lines that you didn't cut
crisscross.
You had to make it pretty.
Right.
With the candy yams and the marshmallows.
Oh, God. Oh. I tell you. Sweet potato souffle.
That's right, with marshmallows.
All it was missing was the crust.
That's right. This is potato pie. This is potato pudding.
That's right.
Like, what's the difference?
Sweet potato souffle with the marshmallows melted on top of it.
Oh, gooey.
Oh, yeah, but it was good, though.
It was good, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it was.
You know what we're talking about, right, Todd? Nicole?
Sitting down at the dinner table.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, Dana. Y'all gonna have some Dana? Some Dana.
All right, everybody bow their heads. We about to say the blessing.
Oh, yeah, my grandfather would pray forever. That prayer would be at least 15 minutes.
Our Father.
It does.
And then, Lord.
And then you ain't finished.
Everybody's eyes raising like, is he gonna stop praying so we can eat or what?
Hey, Don, JP, did you have in your kitchen? Remember those big old spoons and forks with crisscross?
Criss-cross. Oh yeah, baby,
the brown one.
You had that too in the kitchen.
Oh,
the wall.
Oh,
act like you don't know.
Knick-knacks. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Those are called knickknacks.
I think here
that was back in the day. Everybody had knickknacks. Everything from whatnot to knickknacks. And the shadow box, the mirror with little shells on, and you had little figurines on top. Every household.
And remember the aluminum bread boxes?
What?
I know some people.
Now, we
slam
cute
them
these
now.
Days. We put our bread in the refrigerator, but you know we had a bread box.
Put that bread in that box, boy.
And a canister for crackers and cookies.
And cookies. That's right.
That's right.
Ah, the good old days.
Mm-mm. And Tupperware.
And you made lemon juice from was real lemon juice. We didn't have no lemons.
No, but you got that green bottle.
That's what I'm talking about.
Of Borton's lemon juice. And you pouring about half of the bottle.
Yeah,
in
we use real lemon. You know the brand real lemon.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
And you had pancakes with alligator syrup.
Alligator. Wow, you taking it back, though. That's what my mom uses, alligator.
Alligator.
Wow.
wasn't no maple. What?
No,
we gonna have some molasses here
and Jones sausages. The real
patties.
Jones.
Oh yeah, baby.
The patties.
Sage.
Right. Sage.
Somebody say sage.
Boy, go on and get me a dollar worth of scrapple.
Now, you know what? I didn't hear about scrapple until I moved to the East Coast.
Really?
We didn't do scrapple. No. But when I came here, I heard about
heard about the scrapple,
you know. I don't know. I can't get...
Nah, me neither.
Nah.
Nah. Nick, 4:11 in the a.m. Pastor Green, I hope you're still listening, man.
Pastor Green know about this, too. Stop playing.
I heard there's possum and scrapple.
Oh. Are you serious?
Really? No.
Because you know I do an in-depth interview with you. Back in.
An exclusive.
Make you right. Explain every detail. You know me. Cause you called in that night. You said, Todd, did you have to get a whole history of a possum online? I was like, really?
Origin, right?
Because I don't know what scrapple's made out of. Poke.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Scraps.
Mm. Right.
Scraps of
scrap this,
scraps
scrap
of
that.
That. Yeah. It mixes in your eggs and grits.
Ooh.
It didn't do nothing. I guess you had to.
Mm-mm.
You had to grow up with that. I don't know. Say what?
Gotta ask Lisa.
She probably could tell us.
So I'm sure of that.
That's okay.
4:12 in the a.m., y'all. The number is 201-692-2012.
Let's not
intimidate. Act like y'all don't know.
I know everybody out there can relate.
Yeah, they can.
You, and especially you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just like nobody can relate to that Crisco can on the stove.
Don't even play. Don't even try it. That was awesome.
And you know, when that can got hot, the paper started crinkling up.
First it started brown. It got brown.
Right, brown.
Then from it got the fire.
Black, and then it just disintegrated.
Next thing you know, it's a silver can.
It's a silver can.
Boy, use some of that fish grease.
And you had the regular grease.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had two cans. Whatever you fry the fish in, it's got to be separate.
That's right. Don't mix it.
And they had the little cornmeal particles. You can't fry that. Don't you use that wrong grease.
Yeah, you couldn't mix it.
No, because your food tastes like fish.
I remember we used to get a cut or something. Come here. Go on back outside.
Yeah.
The cure and let your arm everything, cook. Boy.
Let your arm finish cooking in the sun. Because that's what it did.
It's like cocoa butter, but it's just different butter, baby.
Right, right, right. All right, let's get Brother Moody's music on.
This always happens when we three.
I know. It always at 4 o'clock, right?
Hold on, Brother Moody.
Hold on, brother. We coming. 4:13 in the a.m. It's Gospel Jazz Station, WFDU 89.1 FM with your host, Tony Smith, JP.
That's right.
Don Corey Washington.
Present.
We have in the studios with us Sister Sunshine.
That's right.
How you doing, Sunshine?
Hey.
Sister Sunshine Jr.
That's right.
Daughter, the agent, hey, looking just like her.
Look just like her, right?
And Brother Burns.
And Brother Burns in the house. What's up, Vern?
Hey. The family is here.
Family is here. Appreciate y'all stepping by tonight.
Oh, God. Do we ever.
Whew.
Sitting up here just like we, like man, Thanksgiving after you done finished eating dinner.
Yes.
Speak for yourself.
But anyway. My grandmother would reach. Well, no, I bet not say that.
Yeah, that's the fallback.
I bet not say that.
Now you better back up off of that, boy.
But in the meantime, let's put on Brother Moody's music first. It's Angela Christie giving you the song "No Weapon." Going to follow it up by Vicky Yoey because of who you are. And I'm going to put on some Tony Smith for Pastor Green so he can get a little taste of some tone. All right, boy. Thanks for tuning in. It's Gospel Jazz.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And at the 5 o'clock hour,
I got it down,
at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to premiere some more of Brother JP and his brand new music. All right,
yes,
y'all.
It's fabulous.
So stay tuned.
Fantastic.
Set it
and forget it.
Thank you.
You got skills,
yes,
man. Love your singing.
That's it. Boy,
is that you? Is that you on vocals, JP? Said, yeah, man. Background vocals too, huh?
Yeah.
This boy doing it all.
Somebody thought it was Reuben Stoddard.
Yeah, and somebody thought it was Reuben.
Oh, okay.
They said, that's Reuben Stoddard.
No. They're going to argue you down.
It is. It's still, I
so,
know.
So the girl said, let me see the CD. And I pulled it out. She's like, oh, my goodness. She said, when it come out? I said, just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. That's right. Stay tuned. It'll be out soon, y'all. Yes. All right, y'all stay tuned to Gospel Jazz Station's 89.1.
Don't go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere.
Stay right here.
Right here. Right here. Right here. Yeah, yeah. We'll be back, y'all.
Praise. because of who you are. I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because
FM Gospel Jazzations, because of who you are. Vicky Yoey going out to Sister Juanita Moody, who needs to call here to Gospel Jazzations one of these mornings. Brother Moody,
How you doing, girl?
How you doing, girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right before that, Angela Christie gave you the song No Weapon Going Up. Of course, to Brother William Moody. Thank you for calling in, partner. Thanks you.
That's
thank
right.
you for always supporting yes. Gospel Jazzations and all the gospel programming programs here at WFDU Radio. Okay, boy, be safe out there. You stay blessed, all
right? That's right.
Okay.
And Yonkers.
And Yonkers.
Y-O.
Yo.
4:25 in the a.m. Y'all give us a call at 201-692-2012. That's area code 201-692-2012. Brother Clinton called in from East Orange. Amen. As a matter of fact, up, Brother man? Clinton.
Hey, that's big neighbors.
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, Brother Clinton, on May 5th, Tone Tone, yours truly, will be out at the Emmanuel Baptist Church.
That's right.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Imani.
Uh-huh. Spelled yeah. I-M-A-N-I.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Imani Baptist mm-hmm. Church on May 5th from May 2 5th. To 5. From
with
2
the
to
you
5.
Know how we do crew.
With the You Know How We Do crew featuring the one and the only JP will be joining us as well.
My God.
I'm just in the crew.
And Sister Genevieve Brooks plans on coming by. Sister Sharon Addison, you should come on by too, girl.
But, I hope I can come.
I hope you can come too, man. But, you know, this is a rare appearance for the crew appearing in New Jersey because we're always out of town, you know, in Delaware, Maryland, and such. So hopefully you can come on down.
Bermuda.
Yeah. Bermuda. London. So hopefully y'all can come on down in East Orange. All yeah. right, Brother Clinton. So I'll be looking forward to seeing you live. All right, that's the Imani. I'm saying that right? Imani?
Imani.
Oh,
that's Deasia's middle name.
Is that right?
It means mm-hmm. okay.
Huh?
Yeah,
she said it means faith.
Yeah,
all
right,
girl.
That's right. My niece's name.
Nice,
Imani.
Oh, okay,
Imani.
All right. Well, we'll hope Imani. To see y'all there on May 5th. All right, that's just another week. You ready, JP?
Hey. I'm ready, boy.
You ready? All right.
I
boy.
Hope I can make it.
Well, all right, because we're gonna be doing our thing, boy.
I got that special card in my Phantom.
Okay.
So look out, Pastor.
But we'll be doing this selection right here. I'm gonna send this out to Pastor Green. This is yours truly, Tony Smith, coming from the You Know How We Do crew, the song entitled Kumbaya, featuring E.B. Fisher on finger snaps. I threw it in the booth. I said, E.B., do a little something, something.
Well, what do you want to do, Tony?
I said, you know what? Let me hear some finger snaps. So I had to do a couple of finger snaps for me, so I put her on in that bad boy. Okay. All right. But JP will be playing along with us on May 5th.
You got to start
and
somewhere.
Of course.
Leave you know Edie what? Alone. Leave Edie alone.
You got Edie, to start know, right? somewhere.
But I'm going to follow that up.
If I going can just to, snap my fingers.
Going to Brother Clinton. We're going to give some Donald Hayes. Speak to my heart for him. He just wanted to call light in, all right? And the number again is 201-692. Snap your fingers. 201-692.
Hey, I think I can make it.
Oh, yeah? As far as you know from now, you know, because Providence might get called from, you know, you might get that
so
call from Bobby Jones said,
nothing's
no, I
in
need
the
y'all to
now.
Come on over down to the Florida area.
Or, yeah, or John P. Key, or, you know.
Don's global.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
UK, Barbados.
Philip Bailey may call.
Never know where Don's
you know what?
Show up.
I'm going to check that interpretations of Reverend the Fire to find out if he got background vocals on
listen,
there.
Listen, I wish.
Trust me, he would be blowing that up.
No, he wouldn't.
He would be blowing that up.
You know what?
What?
Just like we didn't know that he was doing background vocals on Marvin Sapp album. See?
Was I even? I don't even think I was doing the broadcast during that time.
You know
so
what?
It just
you
never came up.
Stop.
It just never came up.
It shouldn't have to come up.
Let me tell you, when it came out and somebody called and congratulated me, I was like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, forgotten all about it.
I actually had
it,
forgotten
huh?
that I had even done it.
Because we were sitting here reading, and I'm like, Don, it said Don Corey Washington. It said Donald.
Yeah.
Donald Corey Washington.
Misprint.
And I was like, Donald.
You're supposed
and
to
I'm sitting here reading it, looking at him, and I'm like, Don, look at this. I didn't know you sang with Marvin Sapp. And he was like, oh, that was just a little session we just did.
It just never came up.
And then he said, oh, I forgot all about that one.
I did.
You funny.
Global.
He is global, right, Sunshine?
I receive it.
Phil Collins.
Well, not yet.
Philip Bailey.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, all right.
I'd love to work with him again. That was a great session, I'm telling you. 13 hours felt like 5 minutes.
Wow, I know that's right.
Oh, you got to do that phone call.
Right here in Inglewood.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do that phone call.
Yes.
4:30 in the a.m., y'all. We're going to keep it moving. Y'all give us a call at 201-692-2012. Yours truly, Tony Smith, JP, Don right Corey, here. And Sister Sunshine's in the house.
Yes.
Ah.
Hey.
Taking care of us.
You put the sunshine in my life. Ah, sing on key.
In my life. In my life.
Oh, y'all got that. Ooh, that was much needed that day. I was like, okay, which key is it?
Pick anyone.
Right.
Maybe on somebody else's ring.
It's Kumbaya, yours truly. Tony Smith and the You Know How We Do crew. Y'all give us a call, y'all. We'll be right back.
Bye. Thank you.
No wonder the air conditioner's on tonight.
And that's why everybody's smoke alarm is going off. It's hot. It's hot, but it's right. Come on, y'all, put your hands together. Come on. If you want a third one, he clapping. You know he did that at night. I see you. Come on, put those hands together. Not on the one, on the two.
Come on.
On the two.
4:53 in the AM. It is Gospel Jazz Nation's WFU 89.1 FM.
Goodness
just finished
gracious,
listening.
I need a fan.
Oh, yeah.
I need a fan, too.
Just finished listening to Greg Happy Guitar Haynes giving
goodness
you the song.
Gracious.
And we happy right now.
Oh, yeah. That comes from his CD, Volume 2, I String Because I'm Happy.
That now imagine ridiculous if they play like that every Sunday
yes
morning.
Oh, man.
St. Louis.
That's crazy.
St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm take a trip out there one.
You know,
we
have to go on out there and just
yeah,
just
gotta take the show on the road.
But you know what
oh,
we
yeah,
need
we
to
are
do?
What's that?
We need to just create a concert here.
Oh.
With him.
I'm already working
Kevin,
on it, my brother. I'm
Kevin
already
Moore,
working. I'm on working.
Is that the 707?
I'm working.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working for, 707.
JP,
Don Corey,
I'm working
Providence,
on it. I'm working on
Tony
it, brothers.
Smith.
I'm working on it. I'm working
just
on it.
All
it's a coming. It's a coming. Stay tuned.
Yo, Phyllis is
because,
ooh,
cause
she
it's,
is so
it's hot in this place right
thing
now. with all this music, it's
I
hot.
I know. So right before Greg Haynes, we had Donald Hayes giving the song Speak to My Heart, going out to Brother Clinton. And then we opened up with yours truly, Tony Smith, Kumbaya. All right, we're coming up to the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. We're going to be bringing some new music from JP at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Right now, I'm going to give you some music from Brother Ron Brown from his brand new CD, Restored. Here's the song entitled Again I Rejoice. This is Gospel Jazz Nations right here on WFDU 89.1. Hit 'em, JP.
FM.
Don Corey?
FM.
All right, man.
He's cool. FM!
Hi, I'm Bob Mann. Please join me this Sunday morning at 8:30 for another edition of HealthLink Radio, right here on WFDU 89.1 FM. Dermatologists care for our skin, hair, and scalp. On this edition, we'll talk about skin cancer, hair loss, dandruff, and other skin conditions. My guest is Dr. Clark Lambert. HealthLink Radio is underwritten by The University Hospital in Newark, New Jersey.
Aranfo Music and Art presents their first Spring Gospel Festival, Saturday, May 12th, 6:30 p.m. at the St. Paul Episcopal Church, 451 Van Houten Street in Paterson, New Jersey. Featuring Aranfo and Kindred Spirits Gospel Jazz Ensemble, The Sounds of Zion, and Joshua Q. Williams, both who have won the McDonald's Gospel Fest in the past. The Ecclesia Praise Choir of Paterson, under the direction of James J.E. Williams, Jr., and the UPC Praise Dance Team from Paterson also. That's Saturday, May 12th. 6:30 p.m. at the St. Paul Episcopal Church on the corner of East 18th and Broadway in Paterson, New Jersey. The number for tickets is 973-278-5439 or 973-427-0065. 973-278-5439 or 973-427-0065.
Gospel Jazzations. My name is Tony Smith. Join me every Wednesday morning from 1:15 a.m. up until the 6 o'clock hour, where I give you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and everything else in between. Call in your song request to 201-692-2012 or log on to the internet, where we're streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. Gospel Jazzations, the number one gospel jazz radio show in the New York, New Jersey area. Right here on WFDU 89.1. You know how I do. FM.
God really needs to use you one tonight.
I can't even play this track anymore, man. That's the first thing that's going to come to my mind.
Let it go. I couldn't help it.
So, I'm sorry. For a minute, I went back.
Wow.
Wow.
Man.
I couldn't help it. It just came out.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
My bad.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're bad.
I'm cutting off this track. It's done. I might as well just toss
it. My bad. I'm sorry.
I'm tossing this track, man.
Man, Don.
I don't know.
You gotta spoil everything.
Came out of me. I don't know.
We was talking about 5 in the a.m. and you talking about...
We're going to send out...
You better let it go.
Send out a prayer for Teddy Pendergrass.
No, send out a prayer out to you.
To Don Corey.
Put your hand on the radio. That's definitely a
point. I don't know what
contact.
Came over me.
Yes. Yeah, we don't know what came over you either.
Okay. And now I'm back.
All right, Vernon, did you get a little piece of that?
Yeah, he sure
did. I think I heard.
Yeah, that's
Vernon got a little piece of that. Yeah,
that's what brought the teddy out of you.
505 in the AM, came y'all. Me. Sure don't. It's Gospel Jazz Nations with yours truly, Tony Smith, JP.
I'm God, right here. God. I don't know who's present, though.
Don Corey Washington. Don Tender Pendergrass Corey Washington and Brother Vern in the house.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I tell
had
you.
A good time this morning. Had a great show so far.
Yes, sir. Yes,
It's been a blessing.
We only have about 55 minutes left on the air.
That's all.
I mean, it goes quick. Doesn't it go quick?
Yeah, it did.
Wow. E.B. Fisher will be joining you at 6 o'clock for Just the Blues. Hopefully she'll be back. She was out last week,
y'all.
You
sure?
So, yeah.
Well, we're not doing the second part?
Oh. The drive time from 6 to 10.
Like the bonus time, like the other lady on the other side.
Right?
That goes off at 6 during the syndication.
Syndication.
Stays on for an extra hour.
The bonus hour. The bonus hours for Gospel Jazz Nations.
How you doing?
Anyway, 506.
I'm doing fine.
Five oh six in the AM. Y'all, thanks for tuning in to Gospel Jazz Nations this morning. We'll be back here next week. Coming up tomorrow. Oh man, Spirit Blaze Radio with Christine B. We'll be joining you at 1:15 till 6:00, and then it's Gospel Housing Authority with the one and the only DJ D Real. And G-Man.
That's right.
And then Gospel J will be joining you for his particular radio program, which is entitled Gospel J.
Huh? I listened to him.
You
did listen
to him? Okay,
yeah.
So Brother in Praise doing his thing. And then Floyd Cray will be joining you on Sunday evening, 9
Praise
o'clock,
God.
9 to midnight. And then Stacy Wendell will continue on with Gospel Revelations from midnight till 6 on Monday morning. See how
Continual.
And of course, right after that, the following day, it's Liz Black for Gospel Grooves.
Yes.
That's right.
All right, congratulations to her.
I love her track. You know,
oh, yeah.
She goes on her drop.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, the birds are back, man. The birds are back.
The buzz.
I think some more just came around and they just started. They formed the choir.
Okay.
The whistling of the bites.
Okay.
No, they sang. They sang.
Shout out to Sister Kelly this morning. How you doing,
hey,
Kelly?
Sister Kelly.
Kelly. You out there jogging? It's good weather to be jogging out there, Kelly.
Wow.
Yeah. Hopefully your knees are okay.
Yeah.
You're doing all right.
I need to be doing the same thing.
Yeah. Summer's coming, boy.
Yeah.
Summer's coming.
Yeah. Y'all pray for me.
All right, we sure will.
Yeah,
sure
we are.
Will.
Pray my
after
strength.
After that episode.
Pay my strength.
Think you better.
Think you better pray.
Think you better.
Pray.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of JP, we have this new song coming to you from him. We played it earlier in the program.
So we just want the
5 o'clock hour crowd to get a listen to this. And those of you who've already tuned into it. Who's calling at this point in time?
What
pick
a
that up,
treat.
JP. But yeah,
you're
it
in
is
for a
treat. Yes, indeed. It'll be JP on vocals as well as on the music production. I think he said Dink is holding down the producing in the back.
Yeah. JP's also doing the background vocals. He didn't give me a piece of that.
On the next track. That's all right. You know, he had to keep
That's
this for himself.
Right. Sometimes you just got to go for what you know.
Go with what you know. And the name of this track is JP?
I don't want to bore you with this testimony.
All right. Here is JP John Parker right here on Gospel Jazz Nations. Y'all give a call, 201-692-2012. Let us know what you think.
This is
exclusive here on Gospel Jazz Nations. You're only going to hear it here on Gospel Jazz Nations Radio, all right?
That's right. 201-692-2012.
We'll be
testimony.
Right back. That's right. We'll
giving
be right
out
back.
To God who's out of my life.
<What's going on? laughs> We'll be right back, y'all. Stay blessed.
Your little life.
I don't wanna
testimony. What he done for me, he'll do for you. Just passing on inside for you.
You wanna know why we bless? You wanna know why we have so much to live for? When you know so much about my past, you know that I've been in and out. You know that I've been moving fast. So many people counting me out. Never thought that I would last. No, that's what I love about God. That's what I love about Him. He was there in my time of need, but I don't wanna bore
my testimony.
You may be busy with your lives.
God has been so good to me.
Been so good. Strange, wonder why my friends have changed. Had a lot of trouble in my life. The Lord had to rearrange some things, yeah. See, He showed me who was there for me. Exposed all my enemies. Now I understand the reason for my worship and praise. That's what I love about God. That's what I love about Him.
Testimony. God has been so good to me.
I don't know about you.
You with my testimony
may not mean much to you.
For me, you do for you.
Just passing on inside 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 for you.
Thank you.
Inside to you. Oh, I don't wanna bore you.
You don't know like I know.
This testimony.
What the Lord has done for me.
Oh, you can't tell it like you can.
You don't know, you don't know, you don't know.
Sound nice, good, JP. Sound good, boy.
Thank you, thank you.
I like what Don's doing on that bad boy, too.
Well, Don was in the French door at one time, yeah. But he left.
Uh-oh. I didn't get the invitation back.
Well, I like that, boy. Y'all give us a call. That's JP right there on Gospel Jazz Nation from his forthcoming project. He's working feverishly in the lab.
Yes.
Give us a call, 201-692-2012. Let us know what you think, all
right? That's right. Someone name of that waiting again? Your call.
Name of that again, JP?
I don't want to bore.
All right, man. Enjoy that. JP right here in Gospel Jazz Stations, WFTU 89.1.
My testimony.
That's the other version.
That's the B-side.
Actually,
the remix.
That was the original. That was the A-side.
I was in on those vocals.
Yeah.
That's your call, JP. Pick it up. It's Gospel Jazz Stations, WFTU. 5:15 in the AM. Going to give you some music coming from the Lord's Prayer Project. This is Howard Hewitt, the song entitled Our Father, which art in heaven, right here on Gospel Jazz Nation's WFDU 89.1 FM. Yeah.
Thank you. which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Our Father, which art in heaven, thy kingdom come. As it is in heaven,
as it is in heaven,
let your will be done,
as it is in heaven,
my heavenly Father,
as it is in heaven.
Father, won't you give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Boring. We questioned and we philosophized. past, but the only truth that we surmised is rain will fall, so the rose will keep on growing. Sometimes it's hard to understand how fate can deal with such a heavy hand. Yeah. But in the end, you're gonna find that strength that lies within. And in the end, all you need is the comfort of a friend. And in the end, you won't break cause you're learning how to bend. And the hand of God will guide you always in the end. Now I know a woman so abused by the hands and words her husband used, till the day would come when she could take no more. With two little girls she was left to feed, she taught them strength, self-esteem. Now she's an inspiration to everyone she meets. Yeah. I know that life has a funny way of bringing out the best by bringing all the pain. But in the end, a little love's gonna bring you back again. And in the end, every answer is written on the wind. And in the end, looking back, you can finally understand. He was always there beside you. You'll see. Cause I know the fight when you struggle every morning just to face that world one more day. And you're holding on to life while a northern wind is blowing. Just believe your help is on the way. Yes. Oh, oh, oh. In the end, you're gonna find that strength that lies within. And in the end, you're gonna get there no matter where you've been. Cause in the end, well, the one truth is love will always win. And the hand of God will guide you. Just believe and let him in. Cause in the end, well, a little love's gonna bring you back again. And in the end, well, every answer is written on the wind. And in the end, just look back and I swear you'll understand. He was always there beside you. Yeah. Heard some news from a friend of mine.
What's up, everybody? This is Christine B with Spirit Blaze Radio on 89.1 FM WFDU, and I want you to check out Spirit Blaze Radio on Thursday mornings, 1:15 a.m. to 6 a.m., where we blazing up the hottest holy hip-hop, rock, trance, dance, urban gospel, and more. So don't forget to tune in and get in tune with the Spirit. Holla.